Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
10 tips for memorizing information the smart and easy way. Hello and welcome to the Business of Self-Publishing podcast, episode number 93. Hi, I'm Joe Kunz, and this is the Business of Self-Publishing podcast, where I help you build your influence and income with self-publishing. Ten tips for memorizing information the smart and easy way. Memorization is the fixing of information into your memory through sheer repetition. It's a necessary first step in learning. Memorization of the fundamental terms and concepts of a difficult or new topic will provide a strong foundation for a deeper understanding of the more difficult concepts that will follow with additional study. Learning a large or difficult or completely new subject might seem overwhelming at first, but we've all been there before, and most of us get through it okay. The trick is to just accept the fact that you need to get started as soon as possible, and that you must put in the study time necessary to learn the material. My wife, Michelle, and I teach thousands of healthcare professionals each year. Most of them are expected to be able to quickly recall hundreds of essential dosages, formulas, and rules, all while under very stressful situations. We've learned that memorization is the fastest and most practical way to get our students started on their path to becoming great at their jobs. Memorization, along with schooling, self-study, continuing education classes, online training, on-the-job training, in-house classes, and mandatory certifications, all play a part in becoming very successful at almost anything. Here is a list of our favorite tips to memorize a topic and its essential facts. Tip number one, break the material down into smaller parts. Smaller bits of information will be much easier for your brain to hold onto. Make several lists. Work on memorizing these lists. Memorize a few facts and then memorize a few more. Tip number two, study in short periods over a long period of time. Short bursts of study, 15 to 30 minutes at a time, are much better and more productive than sitting there and studying for 60 or 90 minutes. Whenever you're sitting somewhere, like a doctor's waiting room, for example, take out your study cards and read them. These short bursts of study periods can be very productive. Constantly doing this over many months is the surest way to get the information into your long-term memory. Tip number three, review the material frequently. To get the new information from your short-term memory into your long-term memory, you must review the material frequently. The more difficult the topic and the less previous knowledge you have of the topic, the more frequently you must review the material. Some nights you should do a full study session of the subject. On other nights, you can do a quick review, but always try to touch upon that particular subject at least once every 24 hours. Tip number four, do not cram. Cramming is usually useless. Learning a new or difficult topic takes time. Days, weeks, months, and years, not minutes. It takes a lot of time to process information properly. Tip number five, use mnemonic devices and catchy puns and phrases. Mnemonics are a great memory device to help you memorize difficult information. Here is one I created to remember the stages of shock. not his lucky charms. Here it is broken down. Neurogenic, hemorrhagic, cardiogenic, hypovolemic, anaphylactic, respiratory, metabolic, septic. Mnemonics can easily be created from a phrase, rhyme, or sentence. Tip number 6. Teach the information to another person. This is probably one of the surest ways to force yourself to thoroughly learn a topic. Get a family member or friend or coworker to sit and let you explain the topic to them. Have them ask you questions and put you on the spot for an answer that is understandable. Don't just talk to that person. Really try to help them understand the subject. Forcing yourself to explain the topic to another person will force your brain to put the topic into a format that your brain is comfortable with. This will get you past simple memorization and you will start to really learn the subject. Tip number 7, use various study materials. This simply means using different study materials such as flashcards, videos, study guides, and so on. One night you might use the flashcards and videos, the next night use the textbook and your notes, another night use the flashcards and a study guide, and so on. Tip number 8, leave the radio and TV off. You must minimize outside distractions. You must study the material as intensely as possible with all of your concentration abilities for short bursts of time. Your brain can easily handle 2 or 3 tasks at the same time, but when studying, especially a new subject, it's not the time to get distracted by other things. Tip number 9, use study charts and cards, and make your own study charts and flashcards. This is a great way to help you recognize what information that you are having difficulty understanding and memorizing. Tip number 10, study with a friend. This will certainly make studying a difficult subject much more fun. It'll also be a great way to test each other. It's also a great way to make sure that you will study instead of watching television. And now to sum up. Memorization is a necessary first step to learning. The trick is to just accept the fact that you need to get started memorizing as soon as possible and that you must put in the study time necessary to learn the material. Michelle and I have learned that memorization is definitely the fastest and most practical way to get our students started on their path to becoming great at their jobs. If you adamantly stick to using these 10 tips for a long enough time period, you will learn the material. Thank you very much for listening. Visit my blog, thebusinessofselfpublishing.com, where you can read the full text of this podcast and read lots of great info about self-publishing. And please give me a thumbs up, hit the subscribe button, and keep your email questions and comments coming. Thank you and good luck.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.